AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. And even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
It's my privilege to play a part in forging extraordinary progress for the American people. I have enjoyed working with 3 presidents. Achieving historic investments in clean energy with President George Bush. Transformative health care reform with President Barack Obama. and forging the future from infrastructure to health care to climate action with President Joe Biden. Now we must move boldly into the future, grounded by the principles that have propelled us this far and open to fresh possibilities for the future.
Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi, Empress of all she purveys, ending on a little classic shade. Who is left out there? Who is left out? Who is left out? She's enjoyed working with three presidents.
She worked with 4 presidents.
Let's see. And then she put on the red coat and the sunglasses.
Thug life. Walked out the door.
Uh-huh. Yes, you knew I'd be wearing my Pelosi shirt. The GOAT. I mean, the greatest of all time. I knew we were knowing this was coming, and I still found myself choking up.
Yeah.
She's just the greatest.
It's a moment.
Like everything she does, with just the most grace and class and style and exactly the
and
right timing.
And a sense of humor. Yeah.
Yeah, but the best timing to... And talk about, like... putting your country before ego. She's going to stay in Congress and continue to serve. Do we have that? Yeah, let's see. Stay in Congress, you know, because she was elected. She believes in fulfilling her term,
Absolutely.
But she has said it's time for, you know, a new generation of leadership. Here she is.
My friends, no matter what title you all, my colleagues, have bestowed upon me, speaker, leader, whip, there is no greater official honor for me than to stand on this floor and to speak for the people of San Francisco. This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, serving the great state of California, and defending our Constitution. And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Yes.
Good God. Posted a picture from San Francisco, sexy liberal. I've got ones from my living room. I've got from marching with her in Gay Pride. She really is irreplaceable.
She's one of a kind.
Yeah. Yeah, she absolutely is. I mean, Hakeem Jeffries is a rock star. I think he's going to be fantastic. And Steny Hoyer also said, you know, that they will make way. And I have to say, what did I say this morning? I'm like, what's going on with Twitter? What does Victor Xi say? Because you know why? I believe children are the future. It's time for the next generation of leadership. Victor Xi is staying on Twitter. Because
he's also on TikTok and Snapchat.
Right.
Which you don't know how to work.
No. But I'm not quitting Twitter. I've got no place else to go. I'm the Richard Gere of everywhere, of radio.
I ain't gonna quit.
Yeah.
I got nowhere else to go.
Going down with the ship. No, you had to explain to me what was happening, because so all the Twitter employees got locked out, so people physically thought it might go down overnight, right, and there'd be no one to.
No, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's, I mean,
as Nancy Pelosi says, and our flag is still there.
Yeah. Twitter's just kind of,
it's humming along.
That's what you and I said. I was like, it doesn't look any different to me. What's going on?
It hasn't looked any different to me, ever.
Right.
If there's breaking news, though, things could get real over there.
If something happens where, people flock to Twitter to see what's going on and the servers get overwhelmed, that might bring it down, because there's nobody there to take care of things.
Yeah. We can't tell what's fake anymore, because I thought the thing was about the badge employee, because that would be funny.
But it's not
if they had to beg
it's
the badge employee.
Not real.
And now you can't trust that.
Took him back to let them in, and then he would have to ask for $11 billion.
$11 billion, yeah.
And that guy has a blue check, so you can't tell. That's another problem with Twitter
now. That's what I'm saying.
That guy paid $8 for his blue check.
I knew if we waited it out, it would become completely worthless, the blue check that we don't have anyway and never had in the first place.
Not for lack of trying.
Well,
I don't trust the blue checks now.
All right. Josh tweets, Elon Musk's tweets tonight are the equivalent of the captain of Titanic hitting an iceberg and then responding by doing a line of coke and going skinny dipping on the deck pool while laughing and screaming, "We sure f***ed that iceberg, didn't we?" You're right, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm here for now. I'm going. Andrew Weissman said this morning, "I think the death of Twitter has been greatly exaggerated."
I honestly don't think it's going to die over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going on vacation. It may not be here when I come back.
That's true. Travis will be on vacation next week and then the following Monday and Tuesday. People are begging me to go on vacation because that's generally when the indictments happen.
Right.
I feel like that may be what causes the Trump indictments. Although, this just in.
Oh.
Hugo Lowell tweets, he's for real. We know Hugo.
Yes.
January 6th committee has impaneled a subcommittee led by Raskin with Cheney, Schiff, and Lofgren, examining whether to make criminal or civil referrals to the Justice Department, Chair Benny Thompson and other members say. So I don't know if that's going to matter or not. I don't know if they're considering the thing we talked about yesterday where they transfer this to the Senate, the January 6th committee. But it is going to be a show in the House. Let me just say that
goodness.
Let me just say that. Do we have that evil clown car music? We're going to need that a lot.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot of that.
We're going to need that. Yes, duty to warn. One of my other Twitter favorites that's there for now says American Horror, it's going to be a freak show when the GOP take over the House. Hardened criminals, insane conspiracy theorists, Russian assets will create a carnival of lies and destruction, persecuting Democrats and honest public servants with fake investigations. Starting with our beloved Speaker Pelosi, they're going to investigate her for being involved in her own death threats.
Whatever.
January 6th, being responsible
things
for her own
stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I can see how that. By the way, aren't they always the ones, the fiscal conservatives, they talk about the deficit and all that stuff, so they're going to be spending a lot of taxpayer money, as I understand
investigations,
it, to investigate Hunter's laptop. So that doesn't have anything to do with inflation and crime and whatever they just ran on, so they don't have any plans for that.
No, they don't have any plans for that.
No, they have nothing. Uh-uh. Okay, got it.
The guy who's in charge of the oversight committee was on CNN this morning. He said that they're going to be subpoenaing Hunter.
Hunter, yes. That is critically important to all of America's families, as I understand it. That'll be fantastic. Thank you.
You know what? That will solve the gas price problem.
Okay. Once again, our children that are the future, embodied in Victor, she.
He's not a child.
He's literally our.
I believe the children are.
What is he? 20? What was he? 20? I don't know. He's a college kid. Okay. He's our future. New ballots in Colorado's 3rd District, he tweets, have been dumped. Lauren Boebert's lead over Adam Frisch has been cut in half. That means Boebert only leaves by a little over 500 votes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This race is now headed to an automatic recount. Don't count this one out. Boebert can still lose. You knew that I would need elder care. And by the way, you guys are too old to do elder care for me now. So Victor is telling me, stay on Twitter. Don't give up on the Lauren Boebert race.
He's giving you false hope, Grandma.
No, he's not. You're engaging in elder abuse.
You know,
that's
so
what
you're
this
gonna,
show is.
You're going to have to learn the TikTok.
You know how people are when they like...
Remember I did one TikTok.
Yeah, and you're like...
I did one. Yeah. I'm like, all right, let's start. And I did one. And I... All right. Well, because I... You know why? Because I get no support around here for anything, do I?
Well,
you have to learn to do it yourself.
You know what it is? In order for you to appear on video, you have to have full hair and makeup.
Oh, yes. So. That'd be ridiculous.
So, yeah, you're not going to do that every time you do a TikTok.
Tristan Snell, our other favorite, tweeted, Republican voters were told they were voting for help with inflation. All they're going to get is a lot of preening and peacocking from Jim Jordan on 100% meaningless investigations, quote unquote, that will cost millions in wasted taxpayer money. Oh, my God. I hope that they're just going to make even stronger case for us in 2024. Right. This is just going to be 2 years of a show of showing how they are incapable of governing. Right. Yeah. Let's go to Audrey in Illinois.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Hi, Audrey. Hi.
Hi, Stephanie and crew. Hello.
Yes, hello.
I can't help but notice, you know, we're always talking about their false narratives that they say out in public now. I couldn't help but remember back in 2016, shortly after the election of the creature, that Scotty Nell Hughes, there was some sort of pundit show where it was both Scotty Nell Hughes and George Will.
Yeah.
And Scotty Nell Hughes said to the face of George Will, you know, think what you want of him. He at least respects journalism and facts.
Right.
But Scotty Nell Hughes said to his face, and I quote, there's no such thing as facts anymore.
Right.
End quote.
Right.
And I mean, that should have been signal one. That should have been alarm number one, that they were not only going to attack the truth, they were going to also attack the constitutional protections of the freedom of the press.
Yeah, but I mean, I said that going into the midterms. This is it's about objective reality, and objective reality won. Most election deniers, and thank God in all of the swing states, lost. Right.
Yes, and we had a very good election for Illinois here, thank God, because the person who was going the Republican Party's candidate for governor, he made it known he was going to be anti-workers' rights. He was clearly not keen on collective bargaining units. He kept calling Chicago a hellhole. You know, I don't know. And the thing is, like, okay, remember, the majority of the people who live in the state of Illinois live in Chicago and its suburbs. So what are you doing?
Yep. I hear you, honey. All right. Thank you. And by the way, should we mention again here in L.A., we have a new lady mayoral.
We do. Yes, we do.
Elected leader, Karen Bass. Who is terrific Bass?
Terrific.
What have we told you for years now? Terrific.
Every time she's come on this program, she's been terrific Bass.
Yes. We've said that same joke every single time.
Yes.
She cannot get enough of it.
She loves it.
Karen in Chicago on the Boo Boo Foo Foo line. Hello, Foo Foo Foo, Boo Boo Foo.
Hello. Good morning. Yes, congrats on Karen Bass.
Thank you.
We did indeed dodge a Bailey here. The guy, horrible. The Republican Party in Illinois was distributing these fake newspapers that were absolutely transphobic, just like fear-mongering pieces of garbage.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy that we defeated him and Pritzker as our mayor, our governor.
Governor, yeah.
Yes, thank you. But anyway, I have to say, Republicans launching all of these investigations over the next 2 years, we're ready for them. Democrats, from what I'm hearing, they are ready. They have put together a war room. They are going to combat all of the nonsense.
And the White House had the Trump ads out right away. Yeah. So I think that, you know, like Chris was saying, you know, we can't afford to not take this seriously, you know. So when people say like, you know, yes, is Donald Trump a ridiculous circus clown? Yes. But you know what I mean? Like we just have to.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
They have to call it out. We've seen this playbook before. And so I'm glad to see that. It seems that Democratic leadership are all going alpha now, and I'm very happy about that. You know, and it's just, and again, it's just like, what does that do? Like Travis, you were saying, what does that do to lower gas prices? What does Hunter Biden have to do with fighting inflation?
Nothing.
You know, and exactly. So I'm hopeful, and just
I'm hoping
the
the minority of people that did vote for Republicans realize once again they have been suckered.
Yeah.
Right? That they are not doing anything about any of the things that they ran on. Yeah. By the way, the Trump administration and Democrats were prepared for all this. The Stephanie Miller Show was not prepared with our evil clown car music. We are still searching for that, but we will be playing that
every
time.
Every word that it could possibly be, and it's not coming.
And all I see is Carlos doing Pirates of the Caribbean. Just...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be 2 years of that.
Hey, and listen, I'm not leaving Twitter. You know,
me neither.
When it goes down, it goes down.
Yeah, but, right, yeah, exactly.
I'm staying right where I am.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I got a
yeah.
life vest.
Yeah.
I'm going down more times than Linda Lovelace if I have to. I don't care. I got no place else to go, Karen.
Absolutely. But I did join Bob and Kimberly on Counter Social. So
okay.
If people, you know,
I just I'm worried about
everybody.
People splintering
yes,
to different
that's
places
exactly what's
and not,
happen.
You know.
Right.
I would just I say let's hold. Let's still hold,
yeah.
Karen.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I'm staying.
Who's
on
mommy's
Twitter
little brave heart?
Down.
Your mommy's brave heart. I love you.
Oh, I love
okay.
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good
all
weekend.
Right. All right. You too. Bye-bye now. Hey, we're going to have, before a good weekend, a good show.
Yeah.
Ali Velshi, John Fugelsang, and Frangela.
What?
I mean.
That much fun should be illegal.
I know.
I mean, come on. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Masterclass. Oh. They're back. How much do we love our Masterclass?
We love it.
I've taken such good classes, and then they're always adding someone new that I'm like, whoa, 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 what? What? They added who, what, when? Where? What?
How is this possible?
Huh?
How do they keep finding new amazing people to do these master classes?
Because it's the best. Mm. It is. I'm telling you, you get unlimited access to online classes from the world's best anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. There are thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors. You want to learn how to make a movie from James Cameron.
Wow.
How to cook. Make those gram-worthy meals. That's what they're calling Instagram-worthy. Gram-worthy.
No,
you are
not.
So hip, Grandma.
No, they're not.
Thanks. Yes, they are. Gordon Ramsay can help you out with that.
Okay.
Hey, so how's about you want to create a business? Not Elon Musk. How about Richard Branson? There you go.
I mean, he knows a thing or two about
yeah,
business.
About a thing or two. These cinematic on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. That's what I didn't know. I thought you had to have a big, huge chunk of time to
nope.
sit down. No.
Nope. Bite
from
size.
Your phone, tablet, living room, you can just listen on the go in audio mode. I do that when I'm hiking sometimes. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a Masterclass membership and get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie today. That's masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply.
Oh my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, t-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable, but we like how our customers said it. So we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my piggies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back. So I ordered a dozen for myself.
Better keep those somewhere safe.
I was given a pair of Bombas by my sister. Since then, there's no turning back. I only wear Bombas.
Gone are the days of my husband complaining about uncomfortable underwear. He loves these.
And we love our customers. That's why all Bombas clothing is carefully designed from soft materials, with thoughtful comfort tweaks, like making everything tagless, seamless, and perfectly smooth. Plus, since socks, t-shirts, and underwear are the three most requested clothing items in homeless shelters, every Bombas item you buy is matched by a donation to those in need. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie. Bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout,
Miller,
and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts.
That's Miller. Again, Miller.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Allie Belshi, John Fugelsang, Frangela, all coming up. Mary in Missouri. Hey, Mayor.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hey, I had to call you and tell you, I think that they should make November 17th a national holiday and call it Nancy Pelosi Day, because the speech she gave last night was the best speech in the history of Western civilization by a politician.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, amen. End of story.
Yep. Preach and amen. And also, please, let's hear some more, shall we?
For me, the hour's come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility. Madam Speaker, standing here today, I'm endlessly grateful for all of life's blessings, for my Democratic colleagues whose courage and commitment with the support of your families have made many of these accomplishments possible. In fact, could not have been done without you.
Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia. Welcome.
Why, good morning, crew. This Hi. Is your Church Picnic Town prostitute calling in.
Hello. Hi, thank you.
Right quick, Chris, you are a handsome man, even for a straight woman. When I see those biceps, I'm like, oh,
yes.
Yum.
Oh.
But my thing is that for a great-looking guy, how are you still gay? No, I mean, still single, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, how are you still gay?
Yeah, how? Many, many reasons. It's my sparkling personality.
She would like to know why you're still single, Chris. Why? How?
Many, many reasons.
How is it possible? Oh, that was the thing you were answering. Okay.
All right, well, I'll get to my quick points. So I was not surprised that Rojo the Clown, Ron Johnson, voted for that creepy-looking mofo, Rick Scott,
mm-hmm.
To take over the GOP leadership. And it's like, you just proved once again that, yes, you are for cutting Social Security, even though you said, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. By you voting for that ass clown proof, yes, you would.
Yes.
And this is why you are an embarrassment, and we did everything we could here in Wisconsin to vote his ass out.
I
was so hoping, you know, Mr. Barnes would have got the seat, but at least we still got Ebers.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Bob Seska. We have found we have located the evil clown car music.
He loaned us his.
Yes. He gave us an emergency transfusion. Yes. There it is. The evil clown car for 2 years will be spilling out one evil clown after another. Fight, fight, fight. You're all a big bag of rats and evil clowns mixed together. All right, Allie Velshi coming up. John Fugelsang, Frangela. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
on The Stephanie Miller Show.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station. The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets law and order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council. You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Democracy must be forever defended from forces that wish it harm. Last week, the American people spoke, and their voices were raised in defense of liberty, of the rule of law, and of democracy itself. With these elections, the people stood in the breach and repelled the assault on democracy. They resoundingly rejected violence and insurrection, and in doing so, gave proof through the night
that our flag was still there.
Oh, that one got me. Okay. Stephanie Miller's show, Ali Velshi coming up in just a little bit. Can I just play compare and contrast in terms of class, grace? Trump is now charging his supporters $40 a pop to buy a roll of Let's Go Brandon Christmas wrapping paper. In case you'd like to teach your children young how to say F*** you to the president.
The meaning of the season, right?
Yeah. That's the reason for the season. Sure. I go. Dave in Minneapolis, the official pastor of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Mama. You know, the idiocy of this Republican Party and the stuff that they're going to be doing with all these ridiculous investigations, that's one thing that's pretty insidious. But there's another motivation for them as well. I just found this really great quote by Dr. Ames Wilson. It says, if you want to understand any problem in America, you need to focus on who profits from that problem, not who suffers from the problem. Mm-hmm. And what's so great about that, I think, is they want to maintain the issues that are going on in this country because of the select few that gain money, gain power, and continue to have power because the problems, if it actually gets solved, their power will get undermined, and they'll lose money, they think. There's this mindset amongst some of the most rich and powerful that if somebody gets something else, then they lose out, which is ridiculous. And so I think that we're going to see that's one of the motivations that they have for doing nothing, because they don't want to lose control.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I have to say, it's just, it really is, I guess, the end of an era. But Nancy Pelosi's entire life has been about service, mm-hmm. has been about, serving other people. And it's just this party, they serve only themselves, whether it's Trump trying to profit personally or, mm-hmm. or, you know, them just doing anything to hang on to power. Not one thing they've proposed or are going to do will help one person or family in this country.
Not at all. No, they have absolutely no interest in doing that whatsoever. It's if it isn't about me, it's not. It's of no value to anyone. The absurdity of the things that they're suggesting, you know, it's been mentioned several times in your show. Let's raise the voting age, but because we don't like the people who vote against us. But let's maintain the 18-year-old ability to go get shot up for some ridiculous war and whatever. Yeah. It's there's no rhyme or reason except selfishness.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, another profile in whatever you want to call it, cowardice, lack of class, mm-hmm. is the chamber was packed with Democratic lawmakers. Republican side was largely empty. They can't even offer her the respect after how many years?
11 billion.
11 billion years she's been serving. Huh? Yeah.
I don't expect it at this point.
You don't expect it.
But I mean, really? Just as a show of respect,
they have no respect.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I have some guest the coach for you.
All right. Let's go.
She will go down in history without equivocation as the strongest, most effective, most powerful speaker the country has ever had, and her talents and skills are unmatched.
The Bugaloos.
No, that would be Representative Jackie Speier of the great state of California. Okay. Who said, because of Nancy Pelosi, the lives of millions and millions of Americans are better even in districts represented by Republicans who voted against her bills and too often vilify her. That's Nancy, always working for the dignity of all the people.
Witchy poo.
No, that would be President Joe Biden, president of these United States.
He's good.
Of America. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you one last. Okay. Though you don't deserve it. I'm give
good
you one
at this.
Last. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, this was regarding the passing the economic stimulus package under Barack Obama. Who said somebody asked me if this was a victory for Barack Obama? It's not. This victory belongs to her. As far as I know, she never sleeps or eats. Who said that?
Dr. Shrinker.
No, Representative Louise Slaughter of the great state of New York. I can confirm that she doesn't eat. Because remember, I had the dinner party that I was so concerned about, right?
Yes.
The food and whatever she would like and work for their staff. Didn't. No.
That might have been because she was afraid you're going to put some of your blood in it.
This predated the Debbie Boone vampire incident.
Just saying.
Have we checked in on Debbie Boone yet?
She's not a vampire.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Does she sparkle like diamonds in the sun when you guys go for bicycle rides?
That was pre-vampire. That was before she ingested
I've seen the Twilight movies. What happens.
Have you talked to her outside in the daylight?
Oh, I wonder if Herschel Walker's told anyone that Debbie Boone might be a vampire.
Maybe he was talking about Debbie Boone the whole time.
Yeah, she needs to feed.
Now every time I see Herschel, I just think, werewolf, werewolf.
Yeah.
Werewolf.
There, wolf.
I want somebody to show him that movie Blackula from the 70s.
Debbie Boone needs to feed. Why not send her to Herschel Walker?
How many more what the hell Herschels? Do we have just 2 weeks left? We have 2 weeks. Oh, you won't even be here.
I will be here for next week.
Oh, thank God. All right, Chris, you may have to...
Really?
No.
You're going to make me get Herschel Walker drops?
I don't know.
Wear a bicycle crash helmet.
You know what? I think my soul might be just dead. I don't even know if I can play anymore.
Well, Twitter will be dead too, so...
Pam? I prayed yesterday that there wouldn't be any for Frangela. And you know what? A prayer was answered.
Pam in New Hampshire. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Stephanie. Now, before you say no, I think Joe Biden should go ahead and pardon his son because this is the information they, quote, got. No. Wait a minute. Wait. Because this is what Trump sent Giuliani over for. The FBI warned the Republicans before 2020 that this was Russian disinformation. I mean, and the people that are questioning him asked for pardons and tried to overthrow the election. So how can they? I just don't get this.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to kill him. He's already got drug issues.
I know. I think President Biden actually believes in the rule of law and the separation of, you know, the executive from the judicial.
But the people questioning him got pardons and tried to overthrow this government. That makes no sense.
And they are awful people.
By the way, I love that Pam. I love that Pam knew that she was going into a headwind of naysaying.
Yeah.
Much like I walk into every morning.
What do you mean?
I'm like, well, I come down here to a warm, supportive staff who thinks I'm funny and smart. And
we give you a hug every time you
come down
here.
It's supportive of all of my efforts. No, or do I walk down here into a maelstrom of negativity?
I think the first words out of our mouth was, go back upstairs, you're early.
Yeah, you're early, go back. That's what we say every morning.
You don't want to send a second more than you're paid for to stay with me.
Well, you know, contrary to popular belief, we're actually
We're not getting paid for these 2 minutes before the show.
No, ask me that question in 2 hours and 29 minutes how I feel.
We're actually doing work, contrary to popular belief, down here. And when
I needed to have Twitter explain to me this morning. You know me, I'm like, I don't get it. Is it dead? It's still there.
Did you understand our explanation to
you? Yes. Yes, I did.
No. Okay. Really?
I don't understand tech. I was like, oh, it looks the same to me. What's going on? Okay.
It's not as dire as some people are making it out to
be. There are people drama queening on there,
I have to say. Yes.
I'm leaving. Slam. Yeah. All right. I'll be back. But here's
right now.
Or it's Twitter. It's been nice knowing you all. You know,
I'm a stay and fight person.
I did say last night before bed, I was like, I hope y'all are here.
I'm in Twitter fight club. I'm not leaving.
Right now, Toonsis the driving cat is managing the servers.
Yes.
At Twitter headquarters.
Clinging on the back seat.
You know what? There are other ways to talk to you.
Yes.
You know, you have a Facebook. You have an Instagram.
So
it's not like you're going to die.
Maybe I'll take another whirl at that TikTok the kids are doing.
Well,
Bob Seska just texted us.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
He says that Pam sounds like Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, Jennifer, is that you? She auditioned for my late night show. A lot of people auditioned for my show that became much, much bigger stars than me.
Mm-hmm. That was a missed opportunity for her that worked out well.
Yeah, my whole career is one big stars war, just me. While other people are...
Huh? You're going to be peeing yourself.
Yeah, like I started in radio with Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't you feel like my whole life is just one long... I'm having a bad...
Life?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's very stars born. I hear that Shallow song in my head all the time.
Jennifer Coolidge is having a moment. When is your moment?
When is...
Rachel did so well, she only has to work one day a week.
Yeah. I know.
How did that happen?
And how much does Rachel get paid for that one day a week?
$11 billion.
Thank you. What do I make? One shiny penny in my basement.
And that's only if the guy who owns the show shows up.
If he's in the mood.
Yeah.
Oh, why am I laughing?
He's in a good mood, though. His bread on the way home was a croissant.
My getting paid depends on what kind of sandwich bread he gets.
Right.
Dude, he got a croissant. You should get a bonus.
Yeah.
Joe in Chicago. Hello, Joe.
Yes. Hey, good morning.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that the, quote, media really needs to honor the great Eric Bolert, and they should just not present Republican statements as anything remotely resembling credible news, and everything that the media says and the headlines should just state lying lunatics say more crazy things as they continue to waste
taxpayer
dollars every day.
Trump's whatever you want to call that announcement speech. I mean, all the fact checkers gave up. They like stopped at 20. I mean, literally almost nothing he said was true. And I thought, I'm not even going to take the time on our show to go through all of them right?
No, it's not worth it.
Yes,
and that, that's the Republican Party, and the media just has to just hammer it home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they're wasting money, and they're lying, and just saying things that are insane.
Yeah,
and
I know it's exhausting.
Make it a headline like it's something that should be considered seriously.
Yeah. No, I get it that I guess you have to report, but it is exhausting. Everything you report he says, you have to immediately say, that is not true. Mm-hmm. That thing you said, no. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour. You know, we got a real newsman coming up.
We do.
Ali Velshi, right? He said he stopped calling them election deniers. Uh-huh. They're election liars.
Yes.
And that's how he says it on TV.
And he's the bald prophet of doom.
Yes, he is.
He's going to class this joint
up. He was right. 45 minutes after the hour.
Even Ali Velshi's having a moment.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Genucel. At least I still look young, like I still could have my moment.
True. You're an ingenue-ish.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It helps me look like an ingenue, like maybe.
Yeah.
You could trust someone.
Fresh Promise is right around the corner. It helps me look dewy.
It's been around the corner for 30 years.
Yes, I've been up and coming for 30 years, as Mark Levin reminds you. But you would never know with Genucel.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Paula Poundstone always tells me all the other female comedians my age have been raptured and I've been left behind because I look, you know, it's Genucel's fault. I can't help it. It's right. Lines, wrinkles, what you got? We got under eye bags, we got wrinkles, but bam, like magic, they're gone. And right now, this Thanksgiving season, you can save 70% on Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. I could say it's my secret, but it's not a secret. I blab about it every day.
Every day.
It's Genucel.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
Uh-huh.
Now it's not a secret anymore.
No.
Okay. Genucel.com/Stephanie. There's no crying game here because I look 20 years younger. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Ooh, from now till Thanksgiving, you get a complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum.
Oh.
Absolutely free when you check out. If you type in Stephanie, you get an additional 10% off your entire purchase. For the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. That is Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Moving on to new business, what act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, t-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. But we like how our customers said it, so we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair from my son and didn't want to give them back, so I ordered a dozen for myself.
Better keep those somewhere safe.
I was given a pair of Bombas by my sister. Since then, there's no turning back. I only wear Bombas.
Gone are the days of my husband complaining about uncomfortable underwear. He loves these.
And we love our customers. That's why all Bombas clothing is carefully designed from soft materials, with thoughtful comfort tweaks, like making everything tagless, seamless, and perfectly smooth. Plus, since socks, t-shirts, and underwear are the three most requested clothing items in homeless shelters, every Bombas item you buy is matched by a donation to those in need. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie. Bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-916-0994. 800-916-0994. That's 800-916-0994.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf.
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Not just the sheets, but the jammies. Uh-huh. The softest surface in the universe. Just saying.
Yeah.
Had a, I like to call him a house guest, but he's, you know, guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money, but he's still a guest.
He is.
So we still treat him with respect and with Cozy Earth sheets. And is, by the way, he was very well trained by his wife. The bed looks like a Marine made it up.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But also, I think he values those Cozy Earth sheets.
Yes.
Cozy Earth luxury bedding. I'm telling you, this is why they made Oprah's favorite things list so many years in a row. They are the finest premium, made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. That makes them naturally temperature regulating so you sleep comfortably year round. And their luxurious loungewear collection. I love my bamboo jammies so much. They have joggers, tees, you name it. They also now have premium plush and waffle bath towels. You will love those too. Save 40% right now. It's holiday gift given time, 40% off at Cozy Earth. Heard this holiday offer in soon. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Stephanie at checkout. Save 40%. CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, type in Stephanie. All right, Travis Bone on vacation next week. Chris and Jody and I will be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
Fantastic Thanksgiving best ofs. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday. I'm going to go see my mama in North Carolina. This just in from ABC News 7 here in L.A. Masks back on. Dear Jesus. With COVID-19 infection rates sharply increasing this month, LA County is again strongly recommending people wear masks in indoor public settings. Wearing mine on the plane in the airport, I'm not hearing, you know, great percentages of people that are still doing that, but Dr. Rob Davidson on Twitter says, as a doctor, Trump's announcement sends a shiver down my spine. Medical professionals are still burned out, still dealing with the fallout of Trump's presidency. In case anyone forgot, here's a list of how he harmed our patients and attacked healthcare access. Data shows as 40% of COVID-19 deaths, nearly 250,000 during Trump's presidency, could have been prevented had he handled the pandemic like wealthy peer nations. We still mourn the loss of our patients and neighbors. It didn't have to be that way. Trump's deliberate spreading of disinformation put frontline workers like us at grave risk. Some didn't make it. Some understandably left. Hospitals across the country remain understaffed, making it harder for everyone to get quality health care. And as we talked to Dr. Redliner about yesterday, pediatric ICUs are overflowing. Mm-hmm. So please put your mask on and get your bivalent booster. Thank you. Please and thank you. Our vaccine ambassador, Margaret Cho. Stick it in!
Like to remind you.
Beseeches you. Thank you. Exactly. Paul in Seattle. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Paul.
I got my bivalent and my flu vaccine yesterday.
Yay!
So I'm good to go.
Good.
So, funding funding bills must start in the House, and that's never going to happen in the new Republican barely controlled House. Democrats in the Senate can pass bills, policy legislation that would be wildly popular with the American people, even Republicans. And then with the Republicans in the House persecuting Joe Biden, even though Nancy Pelosi stepped down from leadership, she will be highly influential. And I think the media will actually turn to her as almost a de facto speaker and ask her what she thinks. And she will be able to whip that legislation that the Democrats passed in the Senate and make the Republicans look like complete fools, which they are, by ignoring great legislation. And President Biden can say, look, they'd rather persecute me than pass good legislation for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Senator
Hakeem Durbin. Jeffries could also do the same thing.
Yeah, Senator Durbin. On this
when election. You do the analysis, and we've been sitting down doing it ever since, it really was a fascinating election. I think it starts with the fact that we had quality candidates. Number two, I think our position was in sync with most Americans. Look at the turnout of women who were expressing their strongly held feelings on the issue of reproductive health. We also had a situation where we had a record to speak of, a record that most Americans could understand and identify with. And then we had the extremism on the other side, which was rejected by the voters in virtually every contest in a swing state. The denialists lost, as I'd hope they would, and maybe we're back on track towards something that's more reliable in our future.
Michael in New Mexico. Hey, Mike.
Hey, you guys are wonderful. Thank you. We all get through this together.
Thank you.
I have a little lexicological suggestion. Everybody's groping about for the right term for what happened a week ago Tuesday. You know, when a guy stands at the urinal and you don't want to put it back in, you're trying to shake the last drip out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it the red drip.
Okay, that's gross. All right, thank you. Thank you for that.
If there's a red drip, then you have something
wrong. Yeah, you need to see a doctor.
You need to go to a urologist immediately.
If your erection lasts longer than 4 hours or you have a red drip, see a doctor.
Thank you. John in Los Angeles. Hello, John. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Oh, God, I got to follow that.
Yeah, sorry. Good luck.
Stephanie, you are our shiny penny in the basement, okay?
Thank you.
But we need to elect Senator Warnock in Georgia.
Yep.
They've got to do whatever they can out there in Georgia, the ground games, but bring in some big guns, especially the newly elected governor from Maryland, Wes Moore.
He is a bright, shining star. Yeah.
And I think he probably will be a candidate for president in the future.
Yes. And by the way, we are liberal helpers. We want to help Herschel Walker achieve his dream, which is to be a werewolf.
Yeah.
Werewolf.
There, Wolf.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for playing. I was hoping someone would play.
Maybe.
Please be the silver electoral bullet, Georgia. Please.
Stephanie, you are part werewolf. You've said this before. Maybe you're related to Herschel Walker.
Werewolf.
There, Wolf.
Thank you. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey, you know, the one thing you've got to say about the GOP is they're committing suicide right in real time. They looked at the demographics, they looked at the Gen Z voters, they are ignoring the fact that millions of 16 and 17-year-olds are going to be eligible to vote in 2024, and they said, let's just have an agenda where we hate the Biden family. By 2024, Democrats will have 334 electoral college votes, and by 2036, it's up to 408. We will be down to two states at the rate of growth and Democratic voting among the younger generation.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have to say, as awful as these 2 years are going to be, I think it's going to actually be helpful electorally in 2024.
I agree.
Yeah.
Alina Haba.
Bless you.
You're welcome. I just wanted you to have a game to play, too.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.